Buffalo is my first field office, so I'm actually out of Rochester, so I spend most of my time there.
Christina is a special agent with the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. She provided only her first name to protect her identity. This is a much different career than what she studied and planned for while in college and graduate school. The Pennsylvania native says she has degrees in the sciences.
My undergraduate degree is in biology with a minor in environmental science, and I have a graduate degree in biochemistry and molecular biology. It was about the time when I was looking to finish my tenure as a doctoral student when I began to realize that the path I was on was maybe not the one that was for me. I could not see myself conducting bench research for the majority of my career. And that's when I kind of started to look elsewhere, something a little outside the box for what a typical doctoral student would look.
While conducting an online search, Christina found a posting for FBI special agent. It intrigued her, so she applied.
What can you tell us about your work? What are you allowed to talk about?
Every day is different, which is a good thing. That's one of the best things about the FBI. My job is sort of split between working terrorism investigations, and I also do some work with our Weapons of Mass Destruction program, which is more of an outreach and a prevention mechanism in order to help the communities, businesses, and others kind of give them an awareness for what potential is out there for any kind of chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, or explosive. And so I split my time between the two. My terrorism work is primarily focused on extremists, obviously.
Christina's work with the Joint Terrorism Task Force is to prevent problems that could arise, but she's not allowed to elaborate on exact cases she's investigated. Christina is part of the new generation of FBI agents, but many other women over more than four decades have paved the way for female agents. Karen Spangenberg began as a special agent back in 1980. She retired after serving 30 years with the FBI offices in Buffalo, Oklahoma City, and Chicago. Like Christina, it wasn't her first career choice. She started in finance.
And I thought, you know, going to work for a bank, and ultimately my goal was to work for a CPA firm, was going to be enough. And as I was working, I decided that it really wasn't that rewarding, it wasn't challenging, and I just didn't feel it was exciting. And I thought to go on in this career for the rest of my life wasn't really what I was going to want. So one day, I was still living with my parents. My father came home, and he said, "Have you ever thought about being an FBI agent?" He said, "I talked to them, and they need accountants." I said, "That would be wonderful. I'll try it." And at that time, I was a little bit leery because I was heavy, and I knew that, you know, you had to be in shape to be an FBI agent. So, and at that time, my brother said, "Well, I'm on the track team. I'll teach you how to run." And I thought, "What? How great that would be!" So I started the process, and that's how I wound up in the FBI for 30 years.
At the time, did it feel more of a man's field? Did you feel that sense when you first started?
I absolutely did. I do not have a background in police or military or anything like that. So when I entered the academy in Quantico, Virginia for 16 weeks, I was very intimidated just by, because it's a quasi-military environment, it was very intimidating. There were about 30 people in my class. There were about five women. And I have to say the people in my class were wonderful. A lot of them I'm still friends with. They helped us, but I was a little bit intimidated by certainly the physical fitness requirements and the shooting. And although I had shot a gun prior to becoming an FBI agent, I really didn't have a problem with that. But, you know, you were always looked at and think, is she going to succeed? Are they going to give her a break? Is she going to be as good as we are? And it was challenging, but it also gave me the drive to succeed because there was no way I was going to come home without a badge and a gun.
Spangenberg was later assigned as supervisor for white-collar crime cases and continued to move up the ranks. Both Spangenberg and Christina have advice to other females interested in a possible career with the FBI.
As I look back over the 30 years that I spent in the FBI, I would not have done anything any differently. And I think if you want a challenging career and an exciting career that really you can do anything you want to do. I mean, I traveled all over. I met fabulous people. And if you're a person, you know, that has strong character and you have a strong work ethic, there's not a better job out there.
I think the advice I give is pretty much if you stay focused, if you work hard, then you can do anything you want to do. And the FBI, they provide such opportunities that most organizations are not able to. Once you're in, there's so many different avenues you can go and so many different routes you can take. You can really make your FBI career whatever you want to make it.
Christina says she hopes to someday look back like Karen Spangenberg on 30 years of service with the FBI. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.